Good. Thank you for that very comprehensive speech about all the work that the ACCC is doing. The one topic you didn't mention, which I'm sure everybody is wondering about, is Qantas. Mm-hmm. Qantas has recently filed its defence in the Ghost Flights case, saying that it doesn't sell tickets to flights, it sells a bundle of rights. What's your response to that?
As our media release at the time indicated, but it does actually apply in answer to this question, but I am being respectful to the court where the case is. Our case does not involve an alleged breach in relation to the actual decision about cancellation or whether Qantas had the contractual capacity to do so. In the print that maybe some of you read in relation to your ticket. What our allegations relate to and our case relates to is the representations that Qantas made to customers in the sale of the tickets and its conduct after it had cancelled the flights in view of those representations. This includes by advertising sale tickets for more than 8,000 flights that it had already decided to cancel and had not removed from sale, and by failing to notify existing ticket holders on more than 10,000 flights that their flights had been cancelled for an average of over 2 weeks and in some cases for up to 48 days, which impedes consumers' ability to obtain alternative flights at the time that they chose and needed to fly, and also to pay more for obtaining alternative flights. Unfortunately, because the matter's now before the federal court, it's not appropriate for me to go into that in more detail.
But are you going to push this all the way? Are you interested in settling with Qantas?
We are pursuing this matter in the court. We took it in a defined and strong way, and we will continue to proceed in that manner.
Do you understand why Australians are so angry with Qantas? I've got 48 seconds left.
One of the aspects we've been trying to achieve through this action and through other actions against Airbnb, a range of them, is that consumers are entitled to be delivered the services in accordance with the terms that are represented to them. And we think that this sets, importantly, high standards of customer service in order to enable informed and competent consumers making decisions in their personal interest and in their economic interest.
She's a pro. Thank you so much, Jenica Scott-Reed.